beyond evil, beyond your wildest imagination.
Hello, folks, and welcome to Tooncast Beyond's 25 Days of Toon Beyond Christmas. I'm, of course, TFG1 Mike, and joining me is the Ebenezer Scrooge of Looney Tunes, TV's Mr. Neil.
Actually, no, this one's better.
You know what the sad thing is? I almost disagree.
Oh, my God.
Almost. I said almost. Today, on day 14 of the 25 Days of Toon Beyond Christmas, we're going to be talking about It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas. Now, I'd seen Tiny Toons. We've covered it on Tooncast Classic way back when, you know, almost 10 years ago. Well, more than that, but less than that, but whatever. And I've loved Tiny Toons. I always have. I'm not an asshole like John Kay is. You know, so there's that. And some of the ones that they used and they did, I don't remember seeing, because, like, Night Ghoulery and It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas and a couple of the other ones, I didn't remember that they changed the theme song to fit the episode. And I love that. I think that's awesome. Absolutely awesome. So, It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas. It's basically It's a Wonderful Life with the Tiny Toons. That's essentially
pretty much
what this is. And honestly, folks, I have never seen It's a Wonderful Life all the way through. I know the movie. I know the plot of the movie. I know how the movie ends. The most I ever see of It's a Wonderful Life during Christmas time is on Christmas Vacation. Look, Daddy, every time a bell rings, an angel gets it. That's the only thing that I see every year. Because I just, between that and A Christmas Story, I love A Christmas Story, but I can't stand 24 hours of A Christmas Story. I'll watch that once every year, but I used to love the 24 hours. Not anymore. I'm too old for that shit.
I used to love that movie until TBS wore it out.
I know, right? So, in A Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas, it's Christmas Eve, and Babs, Little Sneezer, Hampton, and even Plucky are praying to help Buster. God is talking to Harvey. God. Telling him about Buster Bunny, who is considering quitting his job. He shows him a flashback from earlier in the day. Now, so Buster is supposed to be Jimmy Stewart. And things go horribly wrong with his play that he's trying to put on. And it's all Plucky's fault, but everybody blames Buster. And this basically puts him in the mode of he has to, doubt himself and wish he was never there. And then that goes into the whole, let's show you what happens when you were never there. And the thing turns into the Montana Max show or the Montana Max play or whatever it is. And yeah.
Yeah, there's something I'm not quite connecting with here, because when they said that the rabbit's name, the ghost or whatever the hell he's supposed to be, his name is Harvey. The first thing I thought of was like the scene in Roger Rabbit where like the drunk guy's hello, Harvey. I'm like, is there like a connection here that I'm not getting? Is there a Harvey Bunny that I don't know about? Or, I don't know, maybe I'm just putting too much thought into it. Of course, they're both Steven Spielberg productions. Anyway, also, the rabbit, the design of the rabbit looks oddly familiar to me. I don't know where it, I can't put my finger on it. It looks familiar.
So basically, he takes on the role of Clarence Oddbody, yeah. Essentially.
But he sounds like Jimmy Stewart.
Right, yeah. Well, because they had to throw it in there somehow to connect everybody back to It's a Wonderful Life. And you're right, the first thing everybody thinks of is the invisible rabbit, Harvey, from Roger Rabbit. According to this, he's a white rabbit, because they show him at the end there. He wears a green shirt and purple bow tie and khaki slacks. I don't know anybody. I don't remember. So people, let us know if his outfit or if his design is supposed to mimic something. And of course, he's voiced by Homer Simpson.
Yes. Okay, actually, I got it right here. There was a Jimmy Stewart movie called Harvey, and it was about an invisible rabbit.
Yeah, that's where the Roger Rabbit reference comes from. Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right.
Oh, Harvey. Good old Angelo. Oh, boy. So you got... Oh! Wow, that's interesting.
What?
This was... When was this? This was... December 6th, 92. How long? Tiny Toons had only been on for 3 years at that point. And I guess by the third season, that's when Charlie exited, because it says John Kasser was the voice of Buster in this.
Yeah, and you know what? He does a really good job, because I never noticed that it's a different guy.
I didn't notice it either until I saw the name. So, getting back to the plot here. So you got Buster and Harvey going through this, and Buster's puzzled to all the changes and everything else. And, you know, you've got, instead of the Acme Luniversity, it's Montana Max's Business Luniversity.
Oh, yeah, and I love how, by wishing that he didn't exist, he accidentally makes the Plucky Duck show. I mean, that wasn't the joke, but that's basically what he did.
Yep. yeah. Plucky Duck, Babs Bunny, no relation. That just didn't... That was one thing that didn't fly with me. I know it's not supposed to. I know it's not supposed to make any sense until Buster says it at the end with Babs. And she's like, I wondered why that... Oh, yeah, now it makes sense.
That's the first time that made sense. That,
yeah, exactly.
That was the payoff. That was funny.
Yeah, that was absolutely... It was funny, yeah. I do enjoy this, and I think it is really good, and it is very well done. I'm not too fond of people imitating It's a Wonderful Life. Maybe it's because I'm not that big of a fan of the movie in general. I think this did a very good job of it, and I think this worked for what they were working on, as far as, you know, the changes and everything else, and I do like it. I prefer Bah Humduck better, I think. And ladies and gentlemen, Neil just passed out.
I thought this was hilarious, and I'm not even a big Tiny Toons fan. I was just, this was just such a breath of fresh air. I was like, oh my god, these are actual Looney Tunes jokes. They're visual jokes and like comedic timing, and I even love the references to other cartoons, other holiday cartoons like the Grinch and Rudolph. Mm. They had the Burl Ives clown, the snowman.
Yeah, Sam Snowman, yep.
Yeah. I thought that was great. And they even did, he was like, and all the Who's down in Whoville, and then he gets smacked away by Bastard and Bub. I am misspeaking tonight. I can't see their names. Buster and Babs' sled. He gets smacked away by those, and it even does the Chuck Jones animation of him kind of like getting ricocheted off the screen.
I think the funniest line, well, not funniest, but one of the coolest lines in this is Buster to alternate Plucky. Stop, you can't drop an anvil on Babs. What are you, Goofy? No, I'm Plucky Duck, and I resent that comparison. What are you, what are you, a spy from Disney? Oh, yeah, everything they did in this, in the alternate versions, was amazing, because you got alternate Shirley. How can I become a successful actress? Madonna jumps in. Just wear your underwear on the outside, and Warners will give you a multi-million dollar contract.
I don't see the flaw in this logic.
No. After all, she was Breathless Mahoney.
Pretty much.
Oh, boy.
Some of the jokes in this were just great, like the share and share alike gag. It was Cher and Babs Bunny.
Yep.
Babs is dressed like Cher, so they were Cher and Cher alike.
And she does the shares to says, "Hey, I love this. Eat your heart out, Bob Mackie." The only Bob Mackie I know is someone you reference all the time from Retro.
I didn't know Retronauts was on the internet in 1992. Yeah, I know there's a Bob Mackie. I don't remember who it is.
Yeah,
I've heard the name before.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And Bob Hope was still alive in 1990. Yeah,
he played the Ghost of Christmas Past because he mentions Sneezer is cuter than those twins on that Saget show.
Yes. There's a great Rob Paulsen story. I know this has nothing to do with the episode, but
okay.
The day that Bob Hope died, Rob Paulsen walked into whatever show he was working on. He's like, "Hey, how about that death?" You know, doing Bob Hope.
Oh my god!
Because that was his delivery. He'd be like, "How about that?" And, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay, so there has been some debate on this trivia bit, but when Plucky refers to working on some chipmunk show, the debate is which chipmunk show he would have to work for. Chippendale Rescue Rangers, which has earlier been briefly parodied on the show, or Alvin and the Chipmunks. Now, when I heard the line, the first thing I thought of was Alvin and the Chipmunks. I was not thinking Rescue Rangers. Because to me, Rescue Rangers and Tiny Toons do not mix. Like, they just don't.
Yeah, that's a good question. Because I would think, what would be more humiliating? And that would be Alvin and the Chipmunks. But then again, I know that the Tom Ruger cartoons do take swipes at Disney. I mean, they did it already in this show. But I know, like, there was a Slappy Squirrel joke that was like, no cartoon ever dies except for Bonkers.
Mm-hmm.
So they, like, Tom Ruger had like a hard on for bashing Disney for some reason.
You know, and the sad thing is he worked for Disney for 2 seasons on the 7D in the last 2 years. That's one thing I want to be able to do hopefully next year is I've always wanted to interview Tom Ruger. I know other people have done it. I know Rob Paulsen has had him on Talking Toons and things, but I would love to be able to interview that guy because he is awesome. I do love a lot of stuff that Tom Ruger works on.
Right.
So, absolutely would love to chat with that guy because he seems like a really cool guy, even though, you know, sometimes Disney does need some bashing every now and then.
Yeah. And that guy really made cartoons great in the 90s during a period where a lot of cartoons were not great. Mm-hmm. I mean, he made that whole line of Warner Brothers, Steven Spielberg cartoons and was basically sabotaged at the end by a TV producer who I won't mention. But, I love most of his cartoons. I'm not a big fan of Hysteria and not such a fan of Tiny Toons, although I really did like this episode. I like other episodes too, like the summer vacation one, and I think by season 3 Tiny Toons kind of hit its stride. I think it's the first season I don't really like.
Yeah. Well, you know, we can't all have Tongue 2-3-1-2-3.
Oh god, see, that's an example of like a bad episode. Yeah, I think Tom Ruger and Steven Spielberg needed like a season to really figure this out, and by the end of season 2 and certainly by season 3 they got it right.
Yeah, very true, very true.
This is a good episode.
All right, cool, cool. Yeah, this really, really was. And I still, this is one, even though I said earlier that I'm not that big of a fan of It's a Wonderful Life, this is one I can watch maybe once or twice every couple of years. Because it is Tiny Toons, it is those characters, and it is very, very fun. And it's what makes it fun is all the changes that happen. Because I think this is the one, between this and Bah Humduck, this takes changes to a whole new level with what happens in the cartoons.
Well, I think whenever somebody adapts It's a Wonderful Life, they're very loose with it. They just... I don't know the structure of the movie because I really haven't seen it, but I know I've seen like a bunch of different parodies of it, and like none of them are ever the same. It's just basically some guy stands on a precipice and says, "I wish I was never born," and then the ghost comes and it's like, "I'll see to it that you get that wish."
Yeah,
and then like the rest of it's just all jokes.
Yep, absolutely. All right, folks, we're going to go ahead and give this one a rating. 0 to 5, what will you give It's a Wonderful Tiny Toons Christmas?
I'll give it a 4.5.
I'll give it a 3.5. I did really, really enjoy it, but I think the thing that's giving me pause to give it a bigger grade, because all the jokes are so great and funny, because it's Tiny Toons and it's Tom Ruger's sense of humor, but it's just that I'm just not into it. That's It's a Wonderful Life. It's just not... Yeah. So, where can the people find you online, sir?
Decian.com, superhero webcomic. Going to be updating sooner or later, I think. Yeah, I'm much farther along than I was the last time I said that. And also, Peelin Bailey on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
That's my fictional character Twitter account, which I sometimes show previews and sometimes make funny quips and, you know, just... silly things.
All right, you can find me at TF2 and Mike on Twitter, at Geekcast Radio, at Tooncast Beyond for the show Twitter. Tune in tomorrow when we get to It's a Flintstones or A Flintstones Christmas Carol or I'm
It's a Wonderful Flintstone.
No, please, no. Please, no. Oh, Lord.
I wish Fruity Pebbles were never made.
Get out of the sleeper with Fruity Pebbles. A fruity punch for your mouth. 5-knuckle shuffle them in your face. Giant flavors smack your taste buds silly. Part of a Fruitalicious complete breakfast. Fruity Pebbles. The chomp is here.
You run around here looking like a big fat bowl of Fruity Pebbles.